The oldest tattoo parlor in Manhattan is celebrating its 40th anniversary today. WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez went to the Lower East Side shop to check it out.
Fine Line Tattoo has been around longer than tattooing has been legal in New York City.
You know, whether it was underground or on the street, we've been a presence in this neighborhood tattooing since 1976.
That's Mihai Bacati. For 21 years, his dad, Mike Bacati, was tattooing from inside their apartment. After a hepatitis B outbreak, tattooing was banned in the city in 1961. And it wasn't legal again until 1997. But that doesn't mean people didn't still get tattoos underground. It was a word-of-mouth operation. You had to call a number.
He was nervous, especially for the first number of years. Every time the phone rang, he said his heart dropped a little bit.
His dad got the storefront 3 weeks before the law allowing tattooing went into effect. Today, there's a shrine up of Mike Bacati. He died 2 years ago. Incense is burning. And Lindsay Garcia, who's from Spanish Harlem, is watching her mom get an owl tattoo over her heart.
My mom just recently retired, and I told her we should get a tattoo for us three. This is my brother, so we're going to get all owls.
I'm getting a slightly masculinized version of what they're getting.
That's Jeffrey Garcia. Their mom loves owls.
So mine, I'm going to get blue on the crown to signify my brother, because my brother is getting ready to get his PhD.
He's getting it in ancient Judaism and Christian origins.
So he has the smarts, and they signify wisdom. And I feel like my mom, you know, she raised me and my brother on her own, and she has all the wisdom in the world to me.
Standing near them is Sam Appleman. He just got a satanic tattoo.
Yeah, I've read the Satanic Bible. It's just an interesting subject, and I think Satan gets a bad rap.
He's getting a PhD in religious studies, and you just walked out with a satanic tattoo. This is New York City right here.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.